Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. I'm your host, Apostle Larry C. Barge, or Larry C. Barge. I'd like to thank you for joining me this morning here in the studios of LBN, LICICS Broadcasting Network. Today is a big day. Today we're dealing with LITASS, La Paz, show session. This is the La Paz show, which deals with at-risk. And today we're dealing with at-risk teen males. And you know, when I talk about the teen males, I talk about pre-adult teen males, then teen males, and then pre-teen males. And the question this morning is, are they at risk in 2015, or are they at risk now, in the now? Yes, they are. You know, things have changed so much. They're not like they were in my granddaddy and my daddy's day. In your granddaddy and daddy's day, things have changed so dramatically. It used to be a time when a village would raise a child. It's not like that now. You just about have to raise your children by yourself. And it's a very dangerous time. It's a very difficult time. We have lost a lot of teen males, and we've lost a lot of preteen males. We've even lost here lately a lot of pre-adult teen males, gunned down. We're living in dangerous time, and are they at risk? Yes, they are. Do I believe they're at risk? Yes, they are at risk. Yes, they are. At risk how? AIDS is on the rise. Sexual perversion is on the rise. Drug is on the rise. Our teens now have more availability to drugs. We have teens on drugs now. Teens smoking heavy dose marijuana. Teens dealing drugs, even in schools, dealing drugs, smoking drugs, shooting up with drugs. We have all kind of issues going on right now, and it's kind of in a chaotic state. At risk in the now. If we looked around now in every city, in every town, in every state, across the United States, even into other countries, or is it true that adult, pre-adult teen males, 17, 18, 19 years old, are at risk? Some are at risk of not completing their education. Some are at risk of getting AIDS at that age. Some are at risk of being strung out on drugs, cocaine, heroin. They call it rock, crack, meth. Yes, I've seen plenty of shows here where I've seen young people strung out on drugs. Plenty of intervention shows with young people, 17, 18, 19-year-old males strung out on drugs. Alcohol, drugs, and another thing plaguing our young society, violence, lostness, lack of moral, lack of character, lack of respect. It's not like your granddad day. He was taught respect. He was taught respect your elders. He was taught respect those. He was taught a different level of respect. He carried himself in a different way. He didn't wear his pants down around his knees. He had his pants up around his waist, buttoned up with his shirt tucked in. He was about decency. He was about morals. He was about character. He was about the portrayal image of a black man having worth. Are the black pre-adult teen males at risk? Yes. How about the teen male? 14, 15, 16. Yes. What about the preteens? We'll say 11, 12, 13. I call them preteens. 13, 11, 12, 13, and then 14, preteens, are they at risk? Yes. Are we losing our children? Yes, we are. How do we limit the risk? There's a part the children play. There's a part the parents play. And then there's a part society play. Society as a whole is corrupt, defiled, contaminated, polluted, perverted, twisted, has twisted perception, twisted views about life now. What used to be right and clean is now wrong. And what was wrong and nasty and defiled and polluted is now right, is now the right way to do things. What used to be disgraceful and disrespectful is now acceptable. So we're living in a twisted, perverted society. And our children are growing up in this twisted society. The Bible says it is the truth that sets us free. Then it comes back and says the truth that you know shall make you free. Jesus, the Son of God, said he was the truth, the way, and the light. No man goes to the Father but by him. So he said he's the truth, the way, and the light. So what am I saying? The truth clears the pathway. The truth brings wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The truth is a corrector, is a divider, and a separator. The truth separates wrong and right. The truth separates and provides a way of escape. To know the truth is to escape most of the things society practicing right now. They call it right, but it's wrong. And our pre-adult teen males have grown up in this, and our teen males are growing up in it, and our preteen males are coming into it. Let me say that again. Our pre-adult teen males have grew up in this twisted, perverted society. Our teen males are coming into it, and they are growing in this perverted, twisted society. And our preteen males are entering, coming into a perverted, twisted society. Their followers would be the preteen adult males. Now, whatever path they cut and whatever they lay and whatever standards and things they put in place, the teen males will be behind them. And whatever example the pre-adult teen male sets, then the teen male is coming right behind him. And whatever example the teen male sets, junior, the preteen male, is following the teen male. So we have a continual cycle of at-riskness because when I look at my generation, my father's generation, and his father's generation, when I look at my father's father's generation, I see a different type man. I see a man that was about family, that he might have worked hard, but he was about his family. It was about the unit, about the family, about character, morals, respect, dignity, order, discipline. And then when I look at my father's generation, I see a breakdown beginning in those things that were once valuable to men. I begin to see loose living, partying, drinking, drugs. I begin to see that in my father's generation. And then when we get down to my generation, we deal with a lot of fatherlessness, absenteeness of fathers. So with the breaking of that, we lost a lot of the discipline, the respect, the character, the morals. We got some of it, but we didn't get all of it. And so with my generation, here comes all of this technology, and here comes all of these opportunities, and here comes the expansion of education and technology, and here comes television and all of this and all of that and all of this, and the world begins to open up, and everything begins to change, and we begin to go forward, and everything is pulling us forward at a rapid rate, and we begin to lose sight of a lot of things that were important. We begin to lose the values of grandmama and granddad. We begin to lose the things of traditional. We begin to lose respect and dignity and morals. And we begin to go into other things. We begin to open up and explore other boundaries and enter into other things. And then behind us is our children, who we bought all the tablets for, all of the iPads, all of the latest phones, all of the latest tablets, all of the latest iPads. Our children who grew up in technology age, our children who grew up playing video games and gross video games and killing and blowing up people and shooting people's heads off and stabbing and murdering and all kind of stuff in technology. We hand them everything. We hand them this. We gave them that. We put this in their hand. We put that in their hand. And it's a big difference from them and your granddaddy, who had to get out there and work his butt off to get what he wanted. Big difference in my dad and them, because my dad had to do what my granddaddy said. And my granddaddy said, boy, you got to get a job. You got to go to work. You got to find your way. You got to be a man. But this generation was handed everything. Everything was handed to them. Everything was handed. Opportunities was put in place for them. Better living, better circumstances, better situation, better food, better quality of life. Everything has been handed. And now you're telling Junior, get up and do something. And Junior is overweight. That's another at-risk issue. Overweight, pre-adult teen males, obesity, diabetes. Pre-adult teen males already, ain't even 20 years old, already got diabetes. And you think that's something, let's kick it on down. Here comes the teen males, overweight and battling diabetes. Teen males got diabetes and high blood pressure and sugar. Teen males, at-risk teen males, physically at-risk, got diabetes, high blood pressure and sugar. Ain't even 17 years old, already got an illness, diabetes, sugar, and young. When I was coming up, I was made to go outside. When I was coming up, I was not allowed to stay in the house. I was made to go outside. So baseball was important. Football was important. Running around, playing bikes. Oh, yeah, I love bicycles. Bicycles were important. Riding, just getting out of school, going outside, Playing was a big thing in my generation. Playing baseball, football, basketball, those things were big. And so it kept down the diabetes. It kept down the sugar. It kept down the high blood pressure. Now, the older people dealt with diabetes, we didn't see it as prominent as it is now, and they might have dealt with sugar, but I know they dealt with high blood pressure because they were not physically exercising and doing things to keep themselves healthy. But it is becoming almost a shame for teenagers, even preteens. We got some preteens, but when you see that, when you look at a teenager, 14, 15, 16. My son is 14 years old. And if he didn't do nothing all day but sit in the house and play video games, and that's it, I'm sure he would develop something because he eats like it's going out of style. So why is it now that in this time, in 2015, in this 21st century, why is it now in this century, in this time, and even on beyond, I'm talking about 2015, but we can go on beyond that, and why is it now that diabetes, high blood pressure, things that you would look to really get when you're older, are now being prominent amongst teens? Teens taking high blood pressure medicine. Teens got sugar and diabetes. Then pre-adult teen males, ain't even 20 years old, got high blood pressure issues, got diabetes issues, got sugar issues. So that means their health is at risk. And if they got all them, a stroke or a heart attack is not far away. And because those things can cause you to have a stroke. They can lead to heart conditions, heart problems. They can cause you to have strokes. And so I'm saying life is being cut short because of at-riskness to pre-adult teens' health. Their health is at risk. Their lives are at risk. So when we're talking about at risk for the pre-adult teen males, the teen males, and the preteen males, we're talking about health risks, we're talking about physical risks, and we're talking about mental risks. A lot of pre-adult teen males dealing with depression and mental illnesses. Even some, even in the teen males, we got depression and suicide on the at a high level, and they dealing with depression and suicide and stressed out, and they dealing with this as teenagers, as young people. So yes, I can go on and show you. Are they at risk right now? Yes, they are. Is this the time of navigation for the pre-adult teen male? Yeah, it's not like it was in my day. It's not like it was in your day. If you're 50 years old like I am, it's not like it was in my day when I was a young man. If you're older than that, if you're like a grandparent, you know it's not like it was in your day. It's a different time of navigation, a different way of navigating. You got to navigate. And so you got to have some wisdom, and you got to have some knowledge. You got to have some understanding. You got to have some comprehension about life, and you got to navigate these dangerous channels and waters as you're growing. You got to navigate your way. You got to know the downfall of the preteen males. You got to know what's causing the downfall of the teen male. You got to know what's trapping and stopping and hindering and causing the downfall of the pre-adult teen male. You got to look at those things. Don't turn your face away, young man. You got to look at them. Parents, you got to look at them. What is causing the preteen males' ages from, we'll say, 11, 12, 13, what is causing them to fall? What is causing them? What is hindering them? What is blocking them? What is stopping them? What's going wrong there? You got to be aware of it. Same thing with the teenagers. What's messing up the teenage male? What's causing them to wind up in prison? What's causing them to wind up in the juvenile justice system? What's causing them to be violent, to be out of control? What's causing them to go the wrong way when everything is in place for them to go the right way? That's the difference. There's a lot in place. There's a lot in place for them to go the right way. There is so much in place for the young teen male that when they get adulthood, if they would follow, if they would take advantage of the opportunities, if they would become disciplined and focused, if they would grab hold to knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and if they would begin to open their eyes and see that they got to navigate these dangerous waters, you just don't follow for the sake of it feeling good. You got to navigate these dangerous waters. Yes, sex feels good, but it's also dangerous. It can be very dangerous to your health because fooling around out there, unprotected, fooling around out there, you can pick up something you can't get rid of. So, yes, it feels good, but it can be dangerous. So how do I, as a teen male, navigate these dangerous waters? How do I, as a preteen male, bring things under control, keep things in check? See, as a preteen male, even in the sexual, you got to keep things in check. As a teen male, you got to keep it in check. You got to keep it in check. You got to know the truth. You got to know what's right. You got to know what's wrong. You got to know what certain things will lead to. You got to know unprotected. This would cause you to have responsibilities you might not be ready for. You got to begin to prepare. You got to know these things. See, to navigate dangerous waters is to be a skilled navigator. To navigate the channels and the dangers of life that come at you as a preteen male and a teen male and a pre-adult teen male, you got to be a skilled navigator. You got to know and be aware of the of the problems with drugs. You got to know what drugs is doing to young people. You got to look around in your community, your neighborhood, look around and see those that are on drugs, those that are dealing drugs, see what they're going through, see the effect of it. It's not all glamorous, baby. It's not all glamorous. Teenagers selling drugs. It ain't glamorous. They're filling up the juvenile justice system. So you got to sit around and you got to look. You got to look. Is the courtroom full of juveniles? Is the courtroom full of juveniles? Every time you go down into the courtroom, ain't nothing sitting in there but juveniles? Then you got to look. You got to pay attention. You got to say, oh, my God, this is not good. This is not good. This is not the way to go. This is not good. This is not good. This is a pattern. This is a systematic system of failure. This is a system of failure. It looks good, but at the end, you fail. At the end, you lose. Stating to your life, to your future, but see, to be aware. So we got to become more aware as pre-teen males of our surrounding, of what affects us as pre-teen males. We got to be more aware. Now I'm informing you of the risk. You got to be more aware. There are risks out there, and you got to be more aware. You cannot spend all your time with your face locked into a computer game. You can't do that. You have to understand life is bigger than the games you play on your tablets, on your Samsungs, on your iPad, and your iPod. Life is bigger than that. Life is bigger than a computer game. Life is bigger than that. Life is bigger than a game. You have to begin to understand that there are challenges out there. There are things waiting to devour your life, but you got to be aware of those things. Your friends will sell you drugs. Your friends will get you hooked on drugs. Your friends will get you trapped and get you caught. Your friends. But you got to be aware and say, no, I can't hang with them. He sell drugs. He deal drugs. That's not my friend. I can't be with him because if he go down, I go down. If he get caught, I get caught. If they bust him, they bust me. I can't be involved with him. I got to, though I love him, I care about him, I got to separate myself because he's putting my life at risk. Our young teenagers are running to the games, running to them because of lack of fathering or so. And they're running and they're looking for acceptance. They're looking for love. And they run to the games and they prop them up and they tell them what they do. And they love them and they embrace them. Then they send them out to mess up their lives. Let's talk about that again. They embrace them. They love them. They show them affection. They tell them they're somebody. Then they put a gun in their hand. Then they send them out to destroy their lives. Are they really their friends? No, they're not your friend. Are they really their family? No, that's not your family. The game go down, you go down. But I understand lack of acceptance. No lack of acceptance. Nobody pointing into you. You feel lost. You feel abandoned. You feel rejected. So you run to the game. You run to the game. You don't feel like you got nothing else left. But here is, now let me educate you. Everything in life has a foundation. Nothing exists without a foundation. From the foundation, it grows, it develops, it matures. Preteen males, your parents, if they were there, they've been pointing you all your life, telling you do's and don'ts, right and wrong, telling you how to succeed and what not to do, and telling you things you need to help you be a better person. They begin to pour in you. They begin to create a foundation in you. Your mama loves you to death. She loves you with all her heart. Do anything in the world for you. They begin to put worth on you. You begin to get a foundational thing of worth. See, when you have foundational worth, all of the added worth can't match the foundational worth. Because if we take away all your added worth, things people have gave you and said about you and things you've done that you've received rewards and that, if we take all of that away, all you have is you. But if you have worth for yourself, when you develop worth for yourself, preteen male, you will set standards and boundaries as to what you will do and what you will not do. When you develop worth for yourself, teen male, you won't follow the crowd. You won't be acceptable to do drugs. You won't drink and get drunk because everybody drinking and getting drunk. You won't do heroin because everybody doing heroin. You won't get on drugs drugs because everybody on drugs. You won't sit there and shoot up a needle because your friend shoots up a needle. When you got your own worth about yourself and you care about your life and you care about yourself, you got worth for yourself physically. You don't want to destroy your body. You got worth for yourself mentally. You don't want nothing messing up your mind. You got worth for yourself physically and mentally, and then you got worth for yourself spiritually. You don't need no drugs. You don't need to be hallucinating. You don't want any, and you don't want to attach to the dark side. You don't want to be dealing with demons. You don't want the heroin demon. You don't want the cocaine demon. You don't want the addict demon. You don't want that. You don't want to live that life. You don't want to want a spirit leading you to destruction. So you begin to set your own standards. You begin to set your own boundaries. You begin to set your own way, and you begin to separate yourself from certain things. You begin to pick up a book and read about drugs. You begin to read about the effect of amphetamines and all of these drugs, the hallucinogens, and all of these addictive drugs. You begin to prepare yourself. You begin to watch those around you. You begin to do things differently because you got worth for yourself. And upon this foundation I'm talking about here, upon this foundation you have to build. You have to build your character, your morals, your self-esteem. You have to begin to get an identity for yourself. Don't let nobody create an identity for you. Create your own identity. Because following somebody else's identity, you still could fall. But see, if you sit back and say, you know what, I don't want to be a drug addict. I don't want to do drugs. I don't want to do cocaine. I don't want all these risks that are out there for me. I don't want to be bound by this. I want to be bound by that. I want to be trapped by this. I want to be trapped by that. I want to be clean. I want to be sober. I want to keep myself healthy. I want to look good. I want to dress good. I want this. I want that. I want to work for what. I don't want nobody always handing me nothing. I want to work for something. So I got to get my mind right. I got to keep my mind clear. I got to do the things now. There are plenty of opportunities. Every opportunity, and furthermore, that comes toward me to help me educate myself, I'm going to take advantage of it. Every opportunity, wisdom that the older people pour out to me, I'm going to take it and keep it like I'm reserving it in a book, and I'm going to remember that. I remember some things grandmama told me. I remember some things granddaddy told me. I remember some things my mama told me. I remember some things my daddy told me. I remember some things my big brother told me. I remember some things my big sister told me. I remember some things auntie told me. I remember some things my uncles told me. I got all of it reserved, and these are my things to help me navigate these dangerous waters. Are our young people at risk? Yes. Are the pre-adult teen male at risk? Yes. At risk trying to navigate life dangerous waters. Is the teen male at risk, severely at risk, when we look at what's going on with the teen male? Perversion is at an all-time high. Drugs is at an all-time high. Lostness and identity and loss of identity is on all-time high. Oh, yes, yes, they are at risk. But I speak and say it don't have to be that way. You can be different. You can change it. You can be different. You don't have to be a drug addict. You don't have to be strung out on cocaine. You don't have to be in the juvenile justice system. You don't have to drop out of school. You don't have to have the lack of education, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You don't have to be a rebel. You don't have to be bad. You don't have to be the black sheep of the family. You don't have to be in a gang. You don't have to join a gang. You don't have to serve a gang. You don't have to make allegiance to a gang. You don't have to do that. You can be different. You can be different. You can set a different course. You can go a different way. You can do different things. Yes, you can. Whatever a man sets his mind to, he can do. You can do it if you get focused, if you get discipline, if you get some respect and you get some dignity and some character about yourself, if you build a foundation of worth within yourself. See, when I build a foundation of worth within myself, I'm automatically changing my character. And as my worth grows, my character grows. And the more my character grows, the more the worth grows. And the more the worth and character grows, the more standards I put in place, the more boundaries I put in place, the more things I begin to change about me. I know who I am. I knew where I want to be. I see the person I want to be, and I'm going there. But it's going to take discipline. It's going to take responsibility. It's going to take focus. It's going to take not running from challenges, but embracing challenges. Can't drop out of school. I can't drop out. That's part of my education. I got to get that so I can go on to college, so I can advance myself. Because to make it in this world, you got to have an education. I know, because things have changed. This is a top technology age, and we're going to go on up into some higher things. Artificial intelligence is coming. And see, yes, we got to know some things. We are an advancing society. This is Apostle Larry C. Barge here in the studios of LICICS Broadcasting Network, where we deal with life issues and we're about impacting and changing lives for the better. Amen. So I say to you today, are the pre-adult teen male at risk? Yes. Is the preteen male at risk? Yes. Is the teen male at risk? Yes, they are. There is so many things that can go wrong if they're not focused, if they're not wise, if they lack wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about life and about what's real and what's false. Everything that looks good ain't good. Everything being portrayed on TV as the way to go is not the way to go. Even stuff on the video games and stuff on the video, all this killing and murdering and robbing and stealing and hate, that stuff is not real. That's just a game. But if you adapt that concept, then you become that kind of person. Do you want to be the kind of person you are in a video game? Or do you want to be the kind of person that got some sense, got some morals, got some character, got some wisdom, got some knowledge, that is decent and respectful and is a contributor to society and not a depleter, a destroyer, or annihilator, a problem causer? It's all about your mind, all about how you think, all about how you see yourself. See, even becoming an adult with a dull mind and a dull vision started when you was a teen. Some things went on. See, adulthood is a result of teenhood. What you didn't get when you was a teen, what you didn't do, what you didn't put in place will affect your adulthood. Because in your adulthood, it's about you now. You the man. And now you got to go forward. And things you didn't have will show up. It will show up in your character. It will show up in your morals. It will show up in the way you talk. It will show up in the way you live. It will show up how you deal with people. It will show up. It will show up. And it will show your weaknesses. It will show what you did not do, what you did not give attention to. It will show. And however your life wound up during that period of time, it is because of a result of lack of preparation. You did not prepare yourself. You did not take it serious. You did not get focused. You did not get disciplined. You did not set your course the right way, and you wind up struggling as an adult. If you're like me, you come late in the game. You go to school late. You go and get diplomas and degrees late because you couldn't do it when you was a teenager. You couldn't do it when you was, because your mind was not focused. You was caught up in too many things. I was caught up in clubbing. I love to go out and party and drink and date women. That's what I was doing. And so I wasted a lot of time. Even in them years, I wasted a lot of time. And in my late 40s, I went back and got all these diplomas and these degrees. But I should have did this stuff when I was younger. So, yeah, I'm a candidate from at-riskness. I was an at-risk teenager, an at-risk preteen, an at-risk teen male. And if you want to know the truth, I was an at-risk adult until lately, until I got some wisdom and I got some knowledge and I got some understanding and I got some comprehension and I set about changing my life from the inside out, not from the outside in. It ain't the things that add to you that change your life. It's what you do on the inside that enhances your life. This is, again, Master Coach, Apostle, Master Coach Larry C. Barge here of LICICS Broadcasting Network. I'd like to thank you for joining me here in the studios today. My time has been up. I just went over a little bit, and I'd like to thank you for joining me. Join me next Wednesday at 9:30 a.m. for another show, another dynamic session. I thank you for joining me. Bye-bye.